ABC's Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament. Moving the motion in the lower house today, Union Minister and BJP MP Sarvananda Sonowal said the President's address provided an inspiring vision for the future of the country. He said it reflects the government's vision of social justice, inclusive growth and commitment towards building Viksit Bharat. Tejasvi Surya of BJP seconded the motion of thanks moved by Sonowal. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that a total of 18 hours have been allotted in the Lok Sabha for the discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint sitting of both houses of the Parliament. Talking to reporters outside Parliament, Rijiju said the discussion will spread over 3 days and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reply to the discussion in the Lok Sabha on Wednesday. The Rajya Sabha has also taken up discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament. A total of 16 hours have been allotted for the discussions. Deputy Chief Minister John Amen has welcomed the Union Budget 2026 to 2027, terming it forward-looking, inclusive and aligned with national aspirations. Amen said that the budget strengthens inclusive growth, infrastructure and social empowerment with special focus on aspirational and frontier regions. From the state's perspective, he said, emphasis on strategic infrastructure, border connectivity, hydropower and northeast Pacific schemes would accelerate Arunachal Pradesh's growth. Men also lauded the Buddhist tourist circuit scheme, calling it a boost to cultural tourism and livelihoods. The US-India Strategic Partnership Forum has welcomed the Union Budget 2026-2027, describing it as a progressive and comprehensive roadmap that strengthens India's competitiveness, boosts investment and enhances ease of doing business. In a statement, the US-India Strategic Partnership Forum said the budget's strong focus on trade facilitation, customs modernization, tariff rationalization, banking sector reforms and strategic sectoral support aligns closely with industry priorities and reinforces India's position as an attractive global investment destination. Chief Minister Pema Khandu conveyed his heartfelt appreciation to the 76 families of Karko village in Upper Siang district for the coming forward to sign the Memorandum of Understanding with the Arunachal Pradesh government on Sunday, supporting the pre-feasibility report of the Siang Upper Multipurpose Project. This reflects trust, awareness and strong sense of responsibility towards the future of Arunachal Pradesh and the nation, he said. The MOU was signed at Yingkiong by Dumin Nokkar on behalf of the villagers and Deputy Commissioner Talo Jerang. NHPC Limited has achieved two major milestones at its 2000 MW Subansiri Lower Hydroelectric Project on the Arunachal Pradesh-Assam border, strengthening India's clean energy capacity. The third unit, 250 MW, was successfully synchronized with the national grid on January 31, following by the declaration of commercial operation of the second unit of 250 MW at midnight on February 1. With this, the project has added 500 MW of clean hydropower to the national grid. The Supreme Court has directed the center to set up a tribunal to adjudicate the long pending dispute between Tamil Nadu and Karnataka over sharing the waters of the Pennayar River. A bench of justices Vikram Nath and N.V. Anjaria asked the central government to issue a notification and constitute the Water Disputes Tribunal within 1 month. Justice Nath said there was no reason to delay the formation of a tribunal for resolving the interstate water dispute between the two states. Kerala Education Minister V. Sivankutty has alleged that gold smugglers had visited Congress leader Sonia Gandhi. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.